Welcome to the Jersey Mike's High School Football Game of the Week on News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game is powered by Jersey Mike's Subs. Since 1956, a Shore favorite. For locations and more, visit jerseymikes.com. Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with tonight's Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 at WOBMAM.com.
On a beautiful Friday evening, we are at Detweiler Stadium, the home of the Indians of Toms River South, hosting the Jackson Memorial Jaguars tonight in a Class A South contest. That is the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week. Kevin Williams along with the coach, Ed Sarluka, Brad Burascato here, Zach Collins back at the Shore Sports Network studios, our broadcasting colleague Matt Harmon in South Carolina tonight getting ready for tomorrow's Monmouth University Big South opener at Presbyterian. We are in the press box and about 10 minutes or so away from kickoff, and while this might not be the heavyweight battle that is taking place tonight between Red Bank Catholic and Manalapan, there's major, major connotations with this one in terms of the Class A South race and the ever-growing, closely here, state football playoff picture. Ed Sarluka, normally on the field, joins me up in the box tonight. And, Coach, it is a perfect evening for high school football, and it's a case of Toms River South needing a win against a team that may be as good as anyone in Ocean County this fall.
Yes, that's for sure, Kevin. And, you know, thanks for having me up here in the booth. I'm not used to seeing helmets and heads. I'm usually see ankles and feet.
You are a fish out of water.
Yes, I am. But it's a nice view from up here in the press box, and you are correct. This is one of the better teams in the A-South that you will see. As a matter of fact, I still will go on record at saying this is two of the better teams in the A-South, although South has not showed that in the last few weeks, losing a couple in a row. Jackson is definitely one of the elite teams in the Shore. Only a overtime loss to Bricktown, the current leaders in the A-South, to prevent them from being undefeated. They come in at 5-1.
5-1 overall, 4-1 in Class A South, ranked 8th on the Short Sports Network Top 10. Their coach is Walt Kristopic in his fourth year. Jackson, by the way, also currently standing first in the South, in the Central Jersey Group 4 playoff picture in terms of power points. Meanwhile, the home team, the Indians of Toms River South, sliding just a bit. 3-2 overall, 2-2 in Class A South. They've dropped two of their last three, including a last-second one at home last Saturday night to Southern Regional, 16-13. And clearly, Toms River South is also fighting for their playoff lives. They right now sit eighth in South Jersey Group 4. And, of course, eight is the final spot. So this game has major implications for both teams. Jackson trying to stay within striking distance of Brick in that Class A South race, and then hoping the Green Dragons, who are the current division leaders, somewhere along the line get knocked off and maybe they can grab a piece of the division pie, Ed.
Yeah, that's the Jaguars' hope right now. But, you know, they've got bigger, games to play down the road there, including that Central Jersey Group 4 playoff pitcher where, as you just mentioned, Kevin, they are the top seed and hope to continue that and get the top seed. The finals in the state tournament, usually at a neutral field, but the first two games, if they are one or two, will be at their home field, and that's what these teams try to do, get the home field advantage. They much rather play home games on the than on the road in the tournament. Meanwhile, the Indians, it won't be easy. Jackson this week, Brick Memorial on the road next Saturday afternoon, and then a battle with the leaders, Brick. So South fighting for their lives in each of those three games.
And as you said, Ed, the next 3 weeks are daunting. The combined records of their opponents starting tonight with Jackson over the next 3 weeks, 14-4. So indeed, they are on the meat grinder of their schedule at a point when they really need to pick up some W's. You were here last Saturday night when the Indians lost to Southern 16-13 on a last second field goal. The night before, Jackson Memorial escaped the scare from Brick Memorial, winning it 21-14, scoring the winning touchdown on a fumble recovery in the fourth quarter by Zach Tetro, who was a guest last night on our Investors Bank High School Football Show. And while that game was tied at that point and very close on the scoreboard, the Jaguars really dominated it, more than 2-1 in terms of total yards, had over 400 yards of total offense, but had some trouble, shot themselves in the foot a couple times, but were able to pull it out at the end. So both teams had difficult games last week in which they had to expend a lot of energy, and they come in now on what is a, I'll tell you, you will not get a better Friday night in late October than we have tonight, Ed.
Well, we had to pay the price on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with heavy rains in the area, but we play this one on synthetic turf, so the field is high and dry, and that rain has dissipated away out to the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, and now we've got clear skies and very light breeze, no effect on the passing game tonight or the kicking game. So we should have a good contest, a good night to play this contest.
Tonight's game is presented by Jersey Mike's. Help nourish, help flourish. Be a sub above, like to thank our friends from Jersey Mike's, the world's greatest sub sandwich, for bringing us our pregame meal.
I see him back there.
Yeah, we've got the box of subs, which we will share with our press box friends because we're nice people.
By the way, Kevin, this is one of the true incidences when you say so-and-so is on assignment. He actually is tonight. You said, Matt flew down with Monmouth University early this morning. I saw some pictures from the plane, you know, as the guys are ready to take off about 6:30-ish. And he's down in South Carolina. You know, we try to tell him to turn on Radio Pup and listen to us tonight. What do you think?
No chance.
No chance? Okay.
He's at some restaurant having a filet mignon right about now, getting ready for the game.
I think he's going to listen to us. Or he's following his Twitter, that's for sure.
Yeah. We'll also keep you updated on some of the other games around the shore tonight. And, of course, the big Titanic showdown. 6-0 Red Bank Catholic, number one on the shore, hosting 6-0 Manalapan, number two. Scott Stump from our Shore Sports Network is there tonight, and we'll be following him throughout the evening. The Indians have taken the field, and we are moments away from the kickoff. What we'll do now is we'll take a quick timeout. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and we'll come back and get you set for tonight's Jersey Mike's Game of the Week right here on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Captains are out on the field for the coin toss for Jackson Memorial, Joe DeMeo, Zach Tetro, Glenn Capilla, and Brody Graham. For the home team, Tom's River South, Mike Rudder, Quinton DiCarlo, and Joe Odebede.
Jackson has won the toss, Kevin, and deferred their choice to the second half. South will receive toward the clock end. Jackson will kick towards the clocks from left to right on your dial.
So Tom's River South will actually be heading towards the school building when they get the ball on offense. First, the Indians in their maroon tops, maroon jerseys, maroon pants, along with white stripes and the white helmets. Jackson in the white jerseys with red numerals and black pants along with the black helmet. So Tom's River South will go on offense first. We'll see an attack, Ed. Clearly, there's no question about who the leader of this South team has been, and that is their quarterback, Tymir Berry. An incredible season so far running the ball, 792 yards rushing on 90 carries, averaging nearly 9 yards a carry. And how about this? He scored 13 touchdowns. The problem for the Indians is when they've had to throw, they haven't had much success. For the season, Berry just 12 of 30 for 192 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's been the problem, putting the ball up in the air. I think the Indians, by the way, the referees are lining up in midfield waiting for the national anthem.
It was already played.
Dave Carell should tell them that the national anthem's been played. They just realized it. The problem with the Indians, I think the last couple, you know, they've lost 2 out of 3, like you said, is that they have found out that they cannot live on Tymir Berry alone. He single-handedly kept them in the game against Toms River North, but not enough, even though he scored five times. I mean, what more do you have to do?
Yeah.
Not enough. They lose that game. Last week against Southern, unable to get going. He did break one late in the game to tie the game up, but unable to get anything else going. Green has been held in check, their other running back.
Yeah, Khalil Green, 360 yards, but most of that in the first couple of weeks.
Yes.
So his numbers have sort of dropped down. Green will be one of the deep guys for Toms River South. We expect the kick to come from Jared Calhoun as the Jaguars lined up. It will be Calhoun to do the kicking. Number 27, that is Nike Lofton. Nicky Lofton goes back deep as well. And we are underway here at Detweiler Stadium. It will be Lofton at the 7-yard line. And he will not get much further than the 20-25-yard line. Is not much of a hole to run through. And the Indians will go on offense. We said it will be directed by senior quarterback Tymir Berry. He'll have Khalil Green, who's also a senior in the backfield, along with Jaden Kosh and Tyler Sosa, a pair of juniors. Up front, Kyle Hebrew, the center, anchors the offensive line. Mike Rutter and Jimmy Allen are the guards. Devin Murray and Travis Galanos are the tackles. We should see Francis Hearn, Isaiah Parker as the main wide receivers. Indians come out with two wide receivers split left.
That is Parker and Hearn, as you mentioned, Kevin, both on the same side.
Berry will call signals. He will hand the ball off to Green, who will attack the middle of the field and pick up a couple of yards. The tackle made by Austin Ostrander. Let's set the Jaguar defense if we can. It's a 3-4 group with Ostrander and Brody Graham, the defensive ends. Brad Greenway is the nose tackle. The outside linebackers, Tyler Towns and Zach Tetro. Dante Davis and Cole Collins, the inside linebackers. Joe DeMeo and Aaron Curette are the cornerbacks. Mike Golick and Matt Castronova will start at safety. It is a gain of 2, second down and 8 for the Indians.
Two games, Kevin, for Castronova. How many tackles?
22.
22 in two games.
Here's Berry. He'll keep it and test the right side, get a little room around the end, and he's finally brought down by Curette, but that should be enough for an Indian first down, and I think we'll see a lot of dose of Tymir Berry tonight, Ed.
Zone read that time. Fake to Green. Berry kept it around the offensive right side for about 15 yards and a first down to the 40. But back to Castronova. Had to sit out 30 days, four games for the Jaguars coming over from Jackson Liberty. 22 tackles from his safety position in two games. Obviously, 11 a game for Castronova.
Quite an impact on offense as well. Berry calls signals now. He's got a fullback in the backfield. I believe that's Kosh. But Tymir will spin away from one tackle, keep it himself, and gain a couple. Whistle blows. He thought maybe he had not gone down, but the officials had blown the whistle. So it looks like it'll be a gain of maybe 3 yards. We'll call it second and 7.
Yeah, the difference for the Indians the last few weeks has been that first down play. Unable to get Kalia Green going. Like you mentioned, those are unbelievable numbers for a returning back that was expected to maybe run for 1,000 yards this year in the 300s. Unable to get him going. That's put added pressure on Tymir Berry.
Kosh and Sosa on the wings. Berry back to pass. He'll keep it on what is it like a delayed draw and will get very little, as it will be Brody Graham, the senior defensive end, making the stop for the Jaguars. And that'll bring up what would be for most teams at a short passing down, 3rd and 7.
Last week against Southern Regional on Saturday night, 1 of 5 for Tymir Berry in the air. That was a touchdown, but 1 of 5 will not get it done for the Indians.
Hearn comes wide left to our side. Sosa's in the slot. Parker wide right. Berry will come keep the ball to his left, test the option. He breaks a couple tackles, spins away. He'll have a first down and more inside Jaguar territory. Finally brought down by Aaron Curette. But again, Tymir Berry, his ability to make tacklers miss and always seems to avoid that first or second tackler. A nice gain. He picks up About 18 yards, Ed, and another first down for the Indians.
Well, Kymer Berry's running style, Kevin, is never in a straight line. He dips and doodles down the field, and he does it at top speed.
So the Indians out, the Jaguars 38 with a first down and 10. Man in motion. Berry will hand it to Green right up the middle, and not much there.
So that obvious passing situation on third and long, and they keep it on the ground and run the ball for 18 yards and a first down.
Is that lack of confidence in the passing game or confidence in Berry's ability?
Well, it's a little bit of both, and he did break a couple during this drive, so why not go to it? You know, but obviously, you know, the pure skill of Berry got him that first down, but eventually they're going to have to put the ball up in the air.
We'll give Green a yard. Second down and 9. Parker goes wide left, turn to the right. Here's Berry, back to pass. Pressure, he's going to be brought down. Boy, the Jaguars came in a hurry, and I can see a couple of linebackers in there as they sent a bunch of people.
Yeah, it's almost like they knew the pass was coming on second and 9. That time they did send a bunch of linebackers, and, you know, Cole Collins in there on the hit.
Collins and Adante Davis, the two inside backers, both in there. As Ed said, they kind of read the play. And now it'll be third down and 14 from the 43. 7:20 left, opening quarter. First possession for the Indians. Berry back to pass. It's a screen to Green. Set up pretty well. He makes one man miss. Will be brought down by Castronova from his safety spot. Not a bad play. Gets some of the lost yardage back and sets up a reasonable fourth down in a situation that I would think they would go for it.
Oh, definitely. They're on about the 33 going in, Jackson 33. So they will try to attempt to make this fourth and 6. But that's a case where a lot of teams try to get the whole 20 yards all at once. South did it well, ran the screen. Green picks up about two-thirds of it, shorter fourth down. Play.
Parker goes wide right. Hearn is to the left. Berry calls signals. Fourth down and 6 for the Indians. Here's Berry. He'll keep it to the right side, make one man miss, break a tackle. He should have a first down. He certainly does. And Berry again with a third or fourth down conversion to keep a drive going. It is first down, Toms of South, at the Jackson 27-yard line.
You know, as much as you practice during the week, and I want to talk about practice, but South coming out quick after this play, we'll talk a little bit about it.
All right, first and 10. Berry back to pass, looks to his left. He's got Hearn complete. He tries to break a tackle but cannot get out of the clutches of DeMeo. But a nice first down play, Ed. I like throwing the ball on first down to mix it up there.
Yeah, good job by Matty Martin mixing it up and throwing the ball on non-throwing situations. But anyway, what I was going to say about practice is no matter how much you try to simulate and practice a runner like Tymer Berry, you can't do it with your own skill kids. Until you see it in the actual game, and Jackson's getting a full dose of Berry so far in his first quarter.
We'll make that play good for 5 yards. Berry to Hearn. Referee blows the whistles. I think one of the South offensive linemen moved off. Man went in motion, and I think it sort of draw his own offensive lineman off, and it did. So basically the 5-yard gain gets wiped out. And now it's second down and 10. And those are the kind of mistakes you can't make against a good team like this Jackson squad.
Right.
Mike Smith, the defensive coordinator for the Jags. He's a good one, former head coach here. And as Ed said, Matty Martin, the offensive coordinator for the Indians. Second down and 10. Parker goes wide right. Berry, Sosa on a jet sweep will take the handoff. He's got some room in front of him. First down and more. All right, here comes a flag. And that is usually where it's a hold and will probably wipe out what was a nice gain. And sure enough, Ed, that's what it is, back-to-back penalties.
Yeah, the only good thing about this penalty, if there is such a thing, is that it was downfield. Well, actually, not too far downfield.
No.
About 6 yards downfield. So they'll mark it. It's a spot foul. So the Indians will only lose about 5 yards from where they were, but it'll set up about a second and 17.
It was the jet sweep that's become so popular. Tyler Sosa, and he had a nice gain in front of him, a lot of room.
Well, you talk about the jet sweep. Wait until the Jaguars get the ball. you'll see Mr. Castronova carry it on that jet sweep.
Second and 17. Berry back to pass. He tries to avoid the pressure. Looks deep downfield. He's got a man open in the end zone. Does he connect with him? Yes, he does.
Wow.
That is Sosa, Tyler Sosa, on an outstanding 32-yard touchdown pass from Tymir Berry to Tyler Sosa, and the Indians strike first.
Well, Berry bought himself some time as he, again, avoided a couple of would-be tacklers for Jackson, and Jackson gave up the outside containment. Berry got outside to the left side, threw it opposite his arm, and found Sosa in the very deep part of the end zone. Just got a foot in high school, only 1 foot you need inbounds.
Extra point. Indians kicking game has been a bit shaky, but nothing wrong that time by Mike Schiffer as he makes it. And with 4:50 left in the opening quarter, an impressive first drive for Toms River South. They're on the board. They lead it 7-0. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Our opening score of the night brought to you by the Office Restaurant and Lounge right here in downtown Toms River. After the game, join them for dinner or their special $5 bar menu. Kitchen open till 1 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. Everyone needs to eat at the Office Restaurant and Lounge.
Well, a 7 minute and 10 second drive by the Indians to start this game off, capped off by a 32-yard touchdown pass, Tymir Berry to Tyler Sosa.
Onside kick, and I think the Indians have it. Went off one of the Jackson up men, and I believe South has recovered it. No, wow. You know what it was? Number 11 for the Jaguars jumping. I think the Indians really had it and kind of blew it. That is Nick Shimanovich. It looked like Toms River South had fooled it, and the ball hit one of the upfront men, and bounced back.
It looked like
it was going to be an easy recovery. Instead, the Jaguars will get great field position.
Well, unless you have played the game and know what goes on in some of those pileups, there's a lot of tossing and turning and pulling and shoving under there, and Jackson comes away with the ball. First time they've had the ball. Good field position, 48-yard line.
Senior quarterback Joe DeMeo, I formation. Handoff, that should be Vinny Lee, will test the left side and get a couple. Let's give you this Jaguar offensive line. The center is Ryan Frazier, a 250-pound senior. Glenn Capilla, he's a good one, the right guard. Tyler Roush is the left guard. The tackles are Brad Greenway and Dylan Smith. Brody Graham, the 6'3", 260-pound senior, is the tight end. Aaron Curette and Kyle Johnson, your receivers. Joe DeMeo will have Cole Collins at fullback and the explosive Vincent Lee at tailback. Gain of 2, second down and 8. I formation, handoff to Lee again.
Hand off to Vince Lee again.
This time he goes to the right side, jitterbugs a little bit, and will make a positive gain. Probably pick up about 5 or 4 and make it a third down, or let's call it a long 3.
It's an I formation for Jackson with a number of backs in the tailback. Vinny Lee starts out there now. They'll use Golick back there, Mike Golick, and they'll also use Curette back there. And, of course, Castronova will also carry it.
Third down and 3. Here's Lee again off the right tackle, and he's going to have a first down and more. Breaks it to the outside, to the 30. Finally brought down about the 26 by Khalil Green. Oh. A very late flag.
Yeah, I think that was on number 40 of Jackson, Kevin. He picks up a late hit on that, so that'll be a dead ball foul. They'll mark, move the chains, and then come back. 15.
It is indeed. Personal foul against Jackson. I think it was a case of a guy throwing a block well after the whistle.
Yeah, he leaves the field now. So, as I said, they set the chains, and then they go back 15 from the spot. So, I think the chains stay, don't they? Guess not. They set them. But I guess it was not a dead ball foul. By the way, our first score and update of the night comes from Middletown South, where the Brick Memorial Mustangs, on a 15-yard run by Tim Santiago, take a 7-0 lead with 2 minutes left in quarter number 1 in another big a South game. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's not a non-conference, but playoff implication-wise game.
First and 10 for the Jaguars. We're approaching the three-minute mark in the opening quarter. Toms River South leads at 7-0. DeMayo hands off the lead right up the middle. We'll get very little on this one. Let's give you that set for Toms River South's defense, a 4-4 alignment. Todd Stuber and Joe Odubede are the defensive ends. Jake Ividia and DJ Rodriguez are your defensive tackles. Dyshawn Alexander and Mike Cotillo, the outside linebackers. Quinton DiCarlo and Jaden Koch, the inside backers. They're two good ones. Tymir Berry and Francis Hernett, cornerback. And Khalil Green will be the strong safety. They will obviously, like a lot of teams, rotate in several players at a gain of, we'll call it a short two. So second down and 8. DeMayo now in the shotgun. Lee goes in motion. DeMayo hands the ball off to Lee, and a good play by the Indians defense. They swarm Odubede, and Alexander read the play, forced Lee back inside where he gets very little, maybe no gain at all in that play. Might have even lost half a yard. So we'll call it third down and 9 for the Jaguars.
Now, DeMayo has not had to throw it a whole lot with the tremendous ground game for the Jaguars, but believe me, he can throw the football when he has to. Our last game, we had them on the radio against Toms River North. He was 8 of 9 in that one.
In the shotgun, DeMayo cross formations. Curette in motion. DeMayo rolls right, looks downfield. He's got a man. It is Kyle Johnson, and the pass is complete. Let's see where they spot it. It should be, I think it's just short of the first down. No, it is a first down. Okay. I'm 0 for 1. That's about the norm. So they'll move the chain. So DeMayo to Johnson on the third down. They pick up the first. They'll be at the south 28-yard line with 1:15 left in a fast-moving first quarter. DeMayo, by the way, 30 of 62 on the season, 544 yards in the air, 4 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He's also rushed for over 200 yards and scored 4 times.
Our first update in the big one up in Monmouth County. RBC on the board, Kevin. A Nick Lubashier touchdown pass from Eddie Hahn. 45-yarder, 7-0 RBC.
Lee around left end. He's got a first down and more. Good job that time by the left side of the Jaguar offensive line as Lee turned it 5 yards downfield before he even saw a maroon jersey. And that'll be back-to-back first downs for South.
By the way, I correct myself. I said 45 yards. It was a 75-yard touchdown pass from Eddie Hahn to Nick Lubashier for the touchdown for RBC, and that came in the first minute and a half of the football game at Count Basie Field. They're not playing any music up there tonight, Kev. They're playing some good old football.
First and 10 at the 18. Lee will test the middle, break it outside, look to escape some pressure, and not much there. Good job by the South defensive line. I see Koch from his linebacker spot, last man up, so we'll credit him with the tackle. And Lee, at best, will get about a half a yard on that one. So we'll call it second down and 9, and that should be the end of the first quarter.
Quick clock, moving, huh?
Very fast moving first quarter. As the clocks hit 0, we've played 1 here at Detweiler Stadium. Toms River South with a 7-0 lead, but the Jaguars are threatening. We'll step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.